You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Race Wars.
I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to be?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power!
Are we on?
Yes, let's do it. Race Wars, we're back. Back in the building. Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I was on Fox News. Alienating people.
Oh, yeah, I read that article.
Hold on. So,
oh, that was the earlier show.
It's me, Sherrod, Caitlin, Karen. Godfrey's parking his car.
Godfrey's parking the car.
Because I brought, I want Godfrey back because I want to get to the bottom of his, they always put a black man in a dress.
Yes. Actually brought in some photogs that you can take a look at of me in dresses.
Yeah, and I want to see how what he thinks of you in a dress.
Yes.
Well, I think it looks delightful.
I'm a sexy dude in a dress. I got the legs for it. A lot of people say that.
I want to take you out to dinner. And by that, I mean a rectal feeding. A Guantanamo rectal feeding. That's how delicious.
I got into beef with Sarah Palin, though. That was fun.
Yeah, so I looked that up, dude, and I'm like...
It was a lot of nothing, but they ran with it.
Yeah, when I looked at it, I'm like... But, I mean, it's a something, because they report on it like those girls in the hall at school, and they're...
Yeah, he said what? But I'm the new kid in the school, so I can say whatever I want. I'm
Godfrey.
Cool. I'm cool. I got a motorcycle.
All you said was, it's easy to make fun of Sarah Palin.
That's all I said was, it's easy to make fun of...
It's so transparently true, it's almost a hack joke.
Yes, like, but here's the thing, is you don't say it there. This is on Fox News, what I said.
Right.
I took it, I went to, you know, to the thing.
Well,
I took it to the damn thing.
I give it to Red Eye.
But it wasn't a lot of anything.
But they keep, Red Eye keeps, because I said, we were talking, what's her, you know, KT McFarland?
Oh, yeah.
They're talking something about Dick Cheney. I asked if she knew him. I was like, because he looks like a guy that puts on a stethoscope to hear lobsters boil.
Cheney, that's funny.
And they left really it. Like they, you know what I mean? Like if they like your slam on their people, they'll keep it.
Oh yeah, they'll
like
leave. The Red Eye won't.
They hated me.
They won't mess with it. They won't mess with what you say. Usually,
because you wouldn't put the dress on.
Right.
I was like Chappelle. I'm not gonna do it.
Well, that's why I want to get into.
I hated me, Red Eye.
Godfrey. But why they hate you on Red Eye?
How do you know? Did they tell you?
I don't know. I felt like they didn't like
me. Did you go Godfrey on them?
No, I didn't even remember what the...
Godfrey, did a
I
woman...
I just know watched the rest of the cast and I was annoyed.
Well, that's...
Oh, well, that's...
You're the funniest thing on there. I'm just like, everyone else is... Oof.
Go ahead. What about Tom Shalhoub? You don't like Shalhoub?
I love Shalhoub. That's my boy. Tom's on there?
Tom's on there.
I love Tom.
He's on there a lot.
Tom's my boy.
Jesse Joyce?
Great.
Oh, right. If it's the Jesse's dudes I know, if any New York comic, I'm like, great, but I'm talking about the rest of the motherfuckers.
Well, they rarely have us all together. Like, they had me and Sherrod together once.
I made that happen.
Yeah. No, they have one comedian because they don't want to get outshined because they stink.
I feel like all the women look stuffed.
They're the worst.
They look
The women are the hottest from any news network.
Sherrod knows.
Yeah, but in a plasticky sort of like neon light way.
No, what's
some
it?
Of them, I get, but some of them. Most of them are the best looking women.
Well, the news, they're pretty. There's a lot of pretty girls.
Yeah, no, they're pretty, but what they do to them.
Don't see those monsters at MSNBC.
And they're like, you know, Miss America eyelashes.
It's a Republican channel. They like women like that.
Well, it sounds like a channel for me then, because I like women like that.
Right.
Hold on. Her mic's not working.
The mic sounds nice. Check one.
Two. Is mine working?
One, two.
Yeah, yours is working. Right, talk in the mic, Karen.
Hi, hello. Ah,
I can hear you.
There I am.
Liar.
I can't hear all the whores in the show.
Better.
Come on, Kurt. They love you over there at Red Eye, though, Kurt. They love you on that show.
We gotta talk one at a time, guys.
You did your thing over there.
Oh, yeah. I love doing Red Eye. They love me over there.
Yeah. I don't know what Godfrey's. You guys are amazing.
I don't know what Godfrey's problem is.
I did it one time and then I just never came back.
Now, what happened, Godfrey?
I don't know. Maybe I sucked.
Did a woman make direct eye contact with you?
Oh, no. Jesus Christ.
Don't be eyeballing the women. Don't eyeball them.
Don't eyeball the white women on Fox. You never do that. You're supposed to look away. You're supposed to kind of look off. Hey. Camera off. You can't look them dead in the eye.
Listen, Atticus Finch, keep your eyes down. Watch yourself.
Listen to Kill a Mockingbird. I think it was you that touched a white woman.
They like me. They like me, Boo Radley, but they don't like
me. Listen, Gemma.
I'm squashing the beef. I'm squashing me and Sarah Palin beef.
You got beef?
We're actually going out to the lunch next week.
Yeah, Sarah Palin, longtime fan
of the show.
I am.
I don't believe you. Are you for real?
Show them the article.
You always, what?
You always lie to me.
Sherrod
don't believe me. Sherrod always tricks me.
So you're taking Sarah Palin out to lunch.
That's right.
Where are you taking her?
To bury the hatchet. We're going to bury the hatchet.
She's an idiot, but she's fine.
I'd probably take her to a quality Italian on 57th.
She's a fine looking older lady, man.
She really is.
She's a pretty lady. It doesn't matter.
When old dudes hit on me, they tell me that I look like her. That's their go-to.
They
absolutely do. They're like, you look just like
you Sarah
Palin.
You got a little pale in you.
Right,
you got
but
a little
like, pale in when you're talking to a girl in her 20s, don't compare me to a woman in her 50s who's had five kids, you idiot. Like, you know? I'm not saying she's not hot
for
her age.
That's older dudes bad and having no game. That's old school. In the 70s, it would have worked.
Yeah, I mean, I would have loved to, like, you look like Sarah Palin in the 70s. Awesome. But that's not what they say.
Fly shit.
I got no beef with her, though. I got beef with everybody. If you involved in politics, all I said was she's easy to make fun of, but Obama's easy to make fun of. Anybody involved in politics.
Period.
Right. It's easy to make fun of.
You hear about Henry Reid falling off his exercise machine?
Who?
Did you hear about Henry Reid falling off
Who? Harry Reid?
Harry Reid falling off his exercise machine and broke his ribs today?
He did?
Oh, I was laughing my ass off. I was hoping it was that Chuck Norris machine.
I wish they had video of it and they put that OK Go song.
Because he had something. He was exercising in his house. So obviously he was doing some home exercise and some band like popped off and he just broke his dumb ribs. Oh, it's great.
Wait, what was he using?
I don't know what the fuck
was
he was doing to break his ribs.
This but thing, it's hysterical.
What's Rod
say? The shaker.
Maybe the shake weight and he fell on it. I don't know, but it's great.
That old timey fucking.
Oh my God.
It's like a rubber strap.
He's the world's strongest man. He's working out with that fucking band around his back.
He eats a dozen eggs a day.
He was using that stationary bicycle with the fan. The fan front.
No, that's the body I have now with George Reeves, Superman.
No, you got the Adam West Batman
like
body.
If I put my leotard on, man. I just pull it up over my stomach.
You got 60s muscles.
I eat a lot of squares. I eat 3 squares a day.
You got 60s muscles, only developed at the shoulder and just straight down.
Hey, Jack LaLanne.
Hey, Adam West biceps. Shut up.
You got Robin, Jack LaLanne torso. He got a Jack LaLanne torso.
Jack LaLanne. All you do is knee bends, 1,000 of them enough.
Here's what I do. Can I tell you what I do? Squat thrust, then I put a chain in my mouth and pull a tugboat.
Then somebody shoots a cannonball in your stomach.
And it bounces off with that weird slow motion rippling all through
his
whole
body. Then you eat like 900 eggs like Cool Hand Luke.
Right? The slow motion ripple.
I start off with some good, a lot of oatmeal. I like a meal that sticks to your ribs.
Finish by flipping those giant tires.
Can you kick sand in some guy's face? Because he's a wimp.
I do reps of sand kicks. Fucking nerds.
I miss old-timey narcissism. It's what America's built on.
That's a classic. You're right.
Hell yeah. America's built on.
Dude, I was getting on a plane in LaGuardia one time, and this old lady, you ever have just like an old dingbat start talking to you?
Fuck yeah. Oh yeah, of course.
That's how this podcast starts. So
Guys, hey.
This podcast started based on Paula Deen. And when I think about Paula Deen, it's like Al Capone. Like, I think they wanted to get her on Cooking with Too Much Fat.
Right, but they had to
nail her on like
nigger evasion.
Yeah, an old
nigger evasion.
Some old nigger charges from 84. That's the only way they can bring it down.
You know what's really funny? It's like, it's funny about not even when she's publicly, you know, she got caught saying the N-word, but she actually called like one of her employees like a darkie or some weird, like just some like, oh, get that darkie over here and tell him to give me my shoes or some
great.
Shit. She would she would just talk like that.
Yeah,
I mean, like it sounds like my grandmother.
She sounds so comfortable.
She was a thousand years old.
God bless.
Yeah.
Her.
She was nigga pleasing all over the.
Well, but that's
I heard her say bye, Felicia.
It was some
who gives her the right to bye, Felicia.
All those charges are some employee who didn't like them, and I don't know like how
it was
true
a lawsuit.
Could be true,
that.
But it was someone
all,
trying to get them.
Believe black people when they say they've been
was
called
not
names.
A black. It was but no.
It was a white employee.
It was a white.
You don't need evidence.
Well,
it was not a black person saying it. It was a white employee
who saw it. Yeah.
She well, might be maybe not. She might be not a huge racist and just a really shitty employer. That could.
But
well,
you know
she
what
could be. She could be not a huge racist. She's just too comfortable with language.
Why be one anyway?
That didn't update her language for 50 years. You know what I mean?
But a huge racist. So she's sort of a medium sized racist.
I would say that she's probably maybe a medium sized.
But here's the thing.
I don't think she's a racist.
She reminds me of like Charleston gentry, where they're like super comfortable around black people, so long as there's a status difference.
Right. Yeah. Class. It's a class.
As long as there's Sports Center on and
they're
high fiving
in charge.
The thing is, the white woman who took her to court and said that she was saying this racist stuff. Every white person could take somebody to court like that and say they were saying some racist
stuff. I know.
Every white person, all three of
That's
you guys at
fact.
The table can
that
take somebody to court
fact.
Right now and say, I heard them say nigga.
Yeah.
And a dude, yes.
Dude, not just nigger. I mean,
all y'all.
Dude, if somebody could get me on a charge for literally every racial slur ever created.
But you know what would be great?
I could be. I
you're
could
the
be
but if you're a white person that snitches on other white people, they'll say, you're a nigger lover, aren't you?
I would call you worse than that.
Hey, call me nigger lover.
That's
also called Kardashian.
Call me that. That was really
That's
fun.
Also being called
boyfriend?
A Kardashian.
My ex-boyfriend.
But
yeah.
In his defense.
I was having coffee with my black professor, and he saw me.
You
and
fucked
he was,
him.
And he
yeah,
was like,
fucked
you
him.
Nigger lover. And I was like,
He was like, no professor nigger lover.
Yeah, exactly. He's a doctor nigger lover.
Now, was he one
he
of those
nigger lover?
Was he one of those black professors where they have dreadlocks, but they're going bald, so it looks like Predator? Wait, so let me tell you.
That was
your black
season.
Professor.
Mm-hmm.
At least that proves that going to school does not change racism.
It's true.
No.
It really
I mean, my ex was not in
Hold on,
in
wait.
School.
Let me finish before, because I started this thread and it's going to go, no. We have this problem on the show where, like, I just start things and I never finish them.
That's right.
People comment like, well, you finished the goddamn thing. So this dingbat lady, I'm waiting to get on a plane.
Oh, yeah.
She
I'm
turns
sorry.
To me. She, this is my fault.
I thought that
she
was
turns,
last show.
Yeah, she turns to me. She goes, isn't Sarah Palin just wonderful? I hope she opens up Alaska for like just chatting at me about right. how wonderful, and I'm just like, why would you turn to a young man?
She was spreading the gospel of Sarah Palin to
but
you.
But it's
right?
like, what, are you trying to initiate like a thing where I'm going to be like, well, I think she's a dumb cunt. Like, I'm supposed to say that to you? Like,
no. So yeah, if you wanted to say that,
and
well,
I can't,
how long was the plane ride? First off,
it was just before we got up. We were in security, so it was LaGuardia security line, which is a long line.
Oh, is no one going to comment on the young man part of this?
It was when I was younger. It wasn't.
Okay. So you were
shut, you son of a bitch, Karen, you unbelievable cunt.
Is everybody just not going to bring it up?
I mean, compared to this little thing, bad. I mean, she could be 100, you know?
I was like 30, so that's,
aww,
yeah. I'm 37 now.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, finish.
Still
yeah,
too
so,
old from TV.
So then I'm in an awkward position where I have to go, oh, yeah, because I don't want to tell this old lady, like, yeah, I think she's a dumb cunt and
right.
you're a crazy old bitch for bringing it up to a stranger. Like, what an awkward position to be. What, like, why do old white ladies do that to you? Like, what is the fucking.
Nobody calls them a cunt in their life. The world.
I think old women do that to you. It's
but
not just old
women,
white women.
Old white women, I feel like.
It's just old people.
I feel
old
like
people.
Old white women, like when I see pictures of, you know what's the funniest picture ever? When I ever watch those retro books, like a civil rights book or something pictorial, and I see white old women that are dressed in Klan uniforms. They look like they don't mean it. It looked like their husband's like, you better put this on. I just want to bake the black people pies and get this over with, Charlie. They don't look like they mean it because racism is a white male sport.
I don't think so.
I don't think white women learn it from the men. They do, dude, because they usually.
I don't know.
I've seen lots of white women cross the color barrier, regardless of the trouble they.
I've
were
seen
getting
a lot of racist
into.
White women.
I know
cross
a lot
the
of
impassioned.
Yeah.
Mean the racist
because
white women.
To me. Women just in general are just nurturers, regardless of how mean
Dude.
They could be. They just have a nurturing thing about them. I'm serious.
They're more likely. They're more likely
to change their mind.
Deeply
they
capable of hate with this vagina. I like. I'm telling you. I have no.
You do
I have
naked
full
comedy.
Agency.
You,
exactly.
You're
I don't
a
give
nurturer.
A fuck.
You're damn right.
What?
And I just think white women are not as mean as they are as the males are. I think they learn it from the males. They're just afraid to not to be looked at as
right.
nigga loving
well,
people.
Well,
that's only
chink
true.
Lovers or spick lovers or Jew lovers.
The thing is,
women to me are.
But
more
I think that you're also conflating this culture, like a southern type of culture that has like an emphasis on strict gender roles. You know, the women are supposed to be
right.
more gentler. So even if they are just as like virulently racist as the men, they're not going to show it because they're not supposed to. It's classless. You know what I mean?
So what
not
do you
the racism
that,
part, the
right,
aggression
right.
part of it.
I think Godfrey's point
you know
is only
point.
True if you're, willing to, if you're willing to like limit racism to lynching. If that's the only like acceptable manifestation of what real racism looks like violent acts. Like I think I think that women are, especially in Southern culture, yeah, are sort of the women that hold the status quo with social pressure. Like that, I mean, looking at just the sort of in-house relationships, mm-hmm, or the like looking down on servants, or the, yeah, the like gossiping about a violation of the sexual mores. Mm-hmm. I think that women are very much a part of the fabric of racism. I think they're victims in the sense, like,
because, you know, they're women.
Sure, like they're, yeah, they're suffering from their own thing, but that doesn't mean that they don't have agency when holding on to
perpetuating a lot of those racist ideas.
Perpetuate
it, but I'm telling you, the fact that they're women, the fact that they're put down as women, judged by their external, that they do have a little bit more empathy than men do, because men, white males, don't have to have any of that shit.
But you know what? I would
because
argue
because they pretty much started.
Sure, I would argue.
So
that's
what I'm just saying. It's more of a joke.
I'm sorry. I wanted to jump on that benevolent sexism.
I like when you call me out. That's why we're here.
I would argue that maybe it's the opposite of what's true, because if you have a little bit less power than the men, right, and you feel that you have less power than the men, and then you see these black people or brown people or whatever, then I think that you would be less likely to have empathy for them, because then you're like, oh, I've got something over these people, so this is my little corner of dominion over somebody
it's like
else.
It's like
the
majority,
and it's also like the majority.
Right,
of the,
yes, yes, that's exactly.
The majority of the KKK are poor white people.
First of all, look. Racism number one is mostly a male thing, because that's a tribalist thing, and usually it's the men. Period. Women are usually chattel, you know, and traditionally, so that's why it's more of a male sport, is because women traditionally are a thing you fight over with the other tribes, right?
Right.
So that's all that it is.
I'm not willing to give you that women haven't been like an important part of the fabric of that.
No, they
tribe,
do, but
like,
it's the same.
Like,
yes, absolutely.
In group psychology,
but it's what
know?
She said. It's an internalized thing where you. This is who I'm above.
They're not groups.
Everybody
of
women. Does it at every level. Like,
yeah, of course.
So the other thing with your boyfriend,
and it's just hate.
I don't know. Your boyfriend might be a racist, but him calling you a nigger
lover,
that not necessarily. Like, I had that situation with my ex where the one who used to throw me out all the time that we talked.
I miss her.
The one that she's redhead, and you remember her? I don't want to say her name.
No, don't say that.
Redhead.
But I remember I used to get thrown out of the house all the time at the cellar, and I'd have my shit.
Is that why you were always there?
Yeah.
I didn't know you got thrown
remember
out.
Remember when I used to sleep in the old cocaine room at the but so we would break up.
My
ex, before she was with me, she mostly was just fucked black guys before she got with me.
That's why I miss her.
So we would break up for like a week or something, right, and go do our thing. She ended up fucking, we lived in Fort Greene, and she ended up fucking this dude from
Spike Lee?
No. Now we get to the bottom of this.
No. That's behind Jungle Fever.
No, it was the guys from the barbershop.
Cedric?
It's just some dude from the barbershop, and it made me.
No, D-Ray. Not the barbershop, the movie, just the local barbershop.
Oh, I thought the movie barbershop.
You mean old Cedric
Limitations?
No.
A local barbershop.
So this barbershop.
I thought it was the movie barbershop. No one sang.
No one was. It was the fucking corner barbershop.
Thank
right?
you.
Oh, my God.
Now,
scary.
So,
they got good game, though.
So I got my hair cut there a few times.
Oh, you
check. Here's what extra. This is before.
Why would you bring your white girlfriend who used to fuck black dudes to a black barbershop?
I never brought her there. She met him. She would hang out in the neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
The bar. There was a bar by us, and she would go hang out there. And I was like, you know, if you got your jungle fever, you got to satisfy. Why can't you go to, like, Manhattan for that? Like, why are you getting neighborhood fucking humps?
Where you sleep.
Who, by the way,
neighborhood humps.
Yeah.
Good one.
Who fucking raw dogged. The dude raw dogged her. So I got flipped out into a, the shit that came out of my, of all the racist shit I've ever said in my life, nothing ever will match the shit that I said to her.
Let's hear it.
I was like,
Let's go on, say it.
At one point I said
you
gave me jungle AIDS. I'm like, you
fucking great.
You fucking whore. I have jungle AIDS.
Did you record yourself and compare it to Mel Gibson's?
Oh, dude, it was Mel Gibson. That was my summer jam, 2010 when that came out. That was my Kurt Messner summer jam. Dude, then one time, dude, I would say shit to her because, you know, we got back after having. I would say shit to her like she was eating an ice cream sandwich. Okay.
Oh, good God.
Shit. Oh, I'm just thinking about the way it's made.
So you know how you eat it and it gets all over your fingers.
Oh shit!
So I make a little shit. I'm like, oh, did you just give a hand job?
Oh, that's the dude.
Because she had ice cream sandwich on her hands.
Right. Oh shit!
Dude, I was so infuriated. But the part of it was
you were hurt, Kurt.
That
you
well, yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it was more of a because on the flip side of it, when we got back and be fucking, I'd have her telling me shit she did with the dudes.
Yes, you loved
to get you amped because
it would bone me up.
Like, that's what
right,
white
get
men
you harder.
That's what make white men angry about us. Because they hate it, and at the same
that's a really hard
it's
judgment.
It's always been the penis
look, I get
thing.
Off. I get off on that with any, like whatever. If my girl, if we're like swinging and my girl's fucking, dude, I get off on that. But the fucking the dude,
that's awesome.
Yeah, like you know,
you guys swingers.
The dude, but
it's old news, Godfrey.
Yeah, I know,
it's old
I
news.
Know.
It's
he's always
fucking boring.
I feel like that's a really hard judgment call to make as a woman in bed with a new dude, though, because I feel like it's either gonna bone him up or you're gonna be violently thrown out of the apartment.
Oh yeah, you gotta
slammed up against a wall. And choked out. Like,
no, but you know,
those are the two options.
You can't assume that he wants it and you just say it. You gotta
no, but I mean, even if a guy's sitting there, like, tell me. I mean, yeah. Like, the reaction is either the sex is really hot
right.
Or violence. Like,
or
that's,
or
those are
both.
Two.
Or, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
There's endless combinations.
The way Karen likes it is both.
Well, Karen
no,
likes
I mean,
sex
I mean the
violence.
Kind of violence where you're like, I'm homeless tonight. Like a fight.
Get out.
So, Kurt, so you got, to bone you up, you started thinking about the black dudes that were screwing her?
Yes. Well, any guy that had ever screwed her. But that wasn't the me fighting with her was like I was on the phone with her and I was out of town somewhere when I first found out. Because
that's awful.
Yeah, but the thing that here's what got to me about it is because I'd been in this barbershop. Now, at this barbershop, dude, they thought I was first of all, this is how gay they thought I was because I didn't, you know, in the barbershop, I'm not in there talking about boxing and shit with them.
Right, they're always
there.
Boxing or basketball.
Always
or
talking about
like
boxing. Yeah, and I would just sit there quietly and get my hair cut because I needed my hair cut. So I
never
know.
Yelled out, "Rocky Marciano was the best."
There you go. Every time like, you talk about boxing,
but Jake LaMotta, Rocky Marciano, do not forget about
always
that.
Always
got to bring
up
Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier. But what about Rocky Marciano? If he didn't die in a plane crash, he'd have been the greatest heavyweight boxer ever.
Dude, well,
Joe Louis was 93 years old when he fought Rocky Marciano.
That's bullshit.
Me,
and you know it,
dude. Let me tell you, it drove me batshit because the guy that fucked her. Yeah, she. I don't even want to say the dude's name. It's not cool to say.
You're
that.
Still mad. Good. Go ahead.
No. I don't give a shit now. But the guy who fucked her, he told her, because he didn't have anything against me. Like, it wasn't like, oh, fuck that guy. He didn't know we were fucking, like, right. We had broken up. Right. They thought I was a French guy. They thought I was some guy who was French because I was pale and I didn't talk a lot.
And you don't take showers. And you don't take showers. They added that.
I take showers.
That's hysterical.
When I go out, I take a shower.
So they thought they were
just around the house, obviously.
So they thought you were French.
That's how gay they thought I was.
Wow.
So it was like that wrapped up in, on top of it, this dude raw dogged it. And I was just like, I remember being like, why are you hanging out in our fucking neighborhood? Like, like one of these guys, it wasn't a guy she fucked, but a dude she flirted with, the guy stole her purse.
That's awesome.
He's a bartender at this bar and stole, and he was like being nice to her so he could steal her shit. And she's just one of these dingbat, like, white chicks that like, it'll be fine. Like, I'm like, satisfy your black fetish. Fucking Sherrod. Like,
again?
It's not preferable. But it just comes somewhere.
Don't
in this shitbag neighborhood, for the love of God. I got to walk around in here.
Right.
I don't need
right.
these fucking dudes. Like, fuck that. Well, why would you do that?
Right.
So that was where I was coming from with it. But all the fucking race, I mean, hateful shit that I said was coming out of that, like that kind of insecurity of, now this guy has something over me.
Yeah, right,
of course. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you got to make pump yourself up, big yourself up.
Yeah, so Kayla's boyfriend, he might be he's Irish.
It's
racist,
not the point that she fucked him, because you would have fucked her with the dudes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what?
I have a long string
dude,
of racists,
comic we know,
actually. I'm trying. One of my New Year's, one of my New Year's resolutions is to stop sleeping with racist people.
Well,
not me.
Say hi to
Caitlin.
Enjoy your celibacy, Caitlin.
Fucked up shit about black dudes?
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
Is it any other race or just black dudes?
No, I mean, like, I had a guy, he was Irish, and his big thing is, like, one of his friends married this Indian chick, and he just couldn't get over the fact that the baby didn't look like the dad. Like,
that's when you should have broke up with this.
It didn't a little bit. It didn't a little
bit
look like the dad.
Don't reward racists with pussy.
Right. He was like, you know, it's brown. Like,
did he not understand how babies work?
He, you know, he understood it, but he was like, if I have a baby, I want them. Like, he only
just stick with white women.
You have to diversify your dick.
He's like, I will only date women with blue eyes because I want my babies to have blue eyes. Yeah,
do that. But tell him.
So you mean he was slumming it when he was dating you?
So they can hang out with us and we can stomp their fucking
with the Irish accent. It sounded.
Why don't you fucking have? Is he comic?
Tell me more about you.
No.
Okay,
they're comics. Let us know.
Okay.
Because I would tell me to try and stomp
there's
their
one comic.
Heads
I'm not going to say his name, but there's one comic.
Any white comic that's a real racist, Sherrod, you know what to do. We Kiss will him. Try. I will try and fuck him up.
I'm gonna change him. I'm gonna change him over to the Lord's way.
I'm after talk white comics talking shit.
Caitlin, your 2015 should be the year that you diversify your dick portfolio.
I've diversified my dick portfolio.
Have you?
Oh, absolutely.
Go on.
Yeah, I fucked the rainbow. I've had sex with a statistically significant number of people.
That's the joy of living in New York or growing up in New York. I already ran through everybody by high school.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
nationality, yeah. black, white, mm-hmm. Asian, yeah. all Asians, from Korean to Japanese.
We were the kings of foreign chicks in the comedy
I mixed it up.
Fallen chicks?
Foreign. Esty used to trip on go. Girls, every time you date somebody, yeah. they don't speak English. It's yeah. like, good.
I used to bring girls home in high school.
I'm hoping
to
move on
to deaf mutes. Motherfuckers get angry.
Chicago.
I used to bring Chinese. I brought a Chinese girl home one time in high school. Tone was like this. What you doing, man? And then years later, he went through his yellow fever.
Yeah.
What, it's like I'm just more advanced than everybody.
My dad got real nervous. Wait,
Tony Rock, let's just, because everybody knows who Tony is. Tony Rock, your cousin. So what, does Tony said, what are you doing because of what, like a stay with a beautiful
because
African queen?
Because he never
like...
dated an Asian girl back then. Oh, back then. Now he's probably past me.
right.
But anything people don't know or recognize or they get uncomfortable with, I was never that dude. I always mixed it up.
Yeah,
that was the joy of being a New Yorker. I get to mix it up.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That'll happen in your own race, though. I mean, my parents don't accept Kurt. It's not a like.
Well,
they don't accept Kurt.
That's for many reasons.
Listen,
you know what
He's
I resent.
Jewish.
You know what I resent the most about that because I'm not Jewish. They don't accept me. It's like there's so many good reasons to not accept me, and they're never going to get to know what those are.
No, they also know.
Yes,
it's in addition to
because
other stuff.
When
she was like, my parents are upset. I was like, of course they are. And then I found out it was like a racism thing, and I was like, I was like. Yeah, so, like Kurt's a nightmare.
You were saying, I forgot what you said.
My dad.
I mean,
my dad
being
was
a nightmare.
When I was in middle school.
Listen,
when I
first started dating Karen, by the way, at the fucking Cellar. I mean, where are you dating Kurt? We're the only ones still fucking together of all these people that were like, ooh, where are you dating Kurt? And then meanwhile, all the people they picked were fucking duds for them.
Right.
Remember when Julian was the fucking hot pick of the Cellar?
He stinks.
All these dumb cunts that worked there. Julian.
Yeah.
I remember when Jezelnik came through and they all loved Jezelnik.
Delicious Jezelnik.
It turns out I'm pretty stable.
There you go, you bastard.
I'm the same way. Word I would pick.
We're all stable,
stubborn.
Dudes.
Stubborn.
Yep.
Even though our shit's
we all been in long-time relationships.
All of us.
I know.
All three of us.
All of us.
Yep.
Same well, look, people. It just,
even though we bring them hell, still
that's what a relationship's about.
It's but awesome. Meanwhile,
see how long you can breathe underwater.
Right, you try to, but you guys swing. Yeah, that's so.
But how many hot girls do you watch just turning into desperate aging? Fucking,
all of them. Yeah. And I got more years seeing it happen.
Yeah. There is, I mean, that's like being an athlete. That's why I did that
Who
dinner for five.
Ass.
What is it? You know, JB Smooth show.
Yeah, four courses.
Kurt, did you just fart? Courses. Did you just fart, Kurt?
No, I think you did and just said that to me.
Kurt, if I farted, I would have owned it.
Somebody I don't think
farted.
You would. I
That's
think
definitely
you would
not. I know my fragrance. That's not my fragrance.
Mine is real nasty.
And I'm the one who brought it up.
Said it. Well, I mean, you know the fucking how
I always own all my shit. Note that.
By the way, I haven't been capable of
bring
farting.
Up footage of me farting.
I haven't
Episode
been capable
12.
Of farting silently in about fucking 5 years. I haven't pulled off a silent one.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I haven't either. All mine is real bassy. It sounds like somebody moving furniture.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine sounds like my ass is sticking its tongue out.
It's got a moisture to it.
It's like a baby.
Girls,
a baby
look
toy.
At the girls not speaking.
Yeah.
Because they did it.
These two farting boys.
Did it.
Girls hate talking
assholes.
Farts. They only fart and they sleep because they got to be in a different realm in their mind to let their ass cheeks relax and fart.
Oh, no, that's a...
It's a 5 a.m.
We're doing farting.
Did somebody just break in?
Here's what I want to get into. This fart was a great...
What's the difference between white farts and black farts, man? This is race war.
White farts be like this. Fart.
I think
black farts be like this. Nigga, I'm fart.
Black people be like, fart, motherfucker.
Farty fart.
White people go, oh, Jesus, honey, I got to let one out.
Wait, generally, the difference is hot sauce levels. Now,
okay. I can see that. That's why in the South it gets kind
of those burned farts. Oh, my God. That'll clear a room.
Whoever's responsible for the fart, great segue because it brings us...
It brings us to Squarespace.
I
want to
continue from last time, dude.
Oh, yeah. What's
they want to put a black man in a dress. Remember? We were talking about that?
A black man. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, right? Shit. My fault.
Yeah, well, it's a good fertile topic because I've heard it before.
Yes.
And we didn't really get into it enough.
Can we get into it, please?
Yeah. So here's all I know. One... two things. One, who they are that put the black man in a dress.
Okay.
And two, give me the examples of a black man in a dress that you were talking about is not, because you were like, well, you know, there's movies where they're in a dress, like Tootsie.
Well, it seems like
Which ones are like cooning to you?
Well, okay, like
fair enough.
When you see like, it's a thing where it seems like you have to do that in order to get to the next level as a black actor. You know, they put Ving Rhames in as a woman. He made him a woman. Even though Ving has a great body of work, right. They made him that holiday chick or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They put him in a dress.
What was that in?
That was a movie.
It was some movie he played.
I thought his big break was Pulp Fiction, where he took us.
And Peter Green, who I actually know that guy.
Yeah.
He fucked Ving Rhames in the ass in Pulp Fiction.
By the way.
And Bruce Willis came to save him.
Yeah.
The big black dude gets fucked in the ass. Okay, there's one.
That was originally Sam Jackson's part, by the way.
Oh, to fuck.
Sam Jackson was going to play that guy. And then when he found Ving Rhames, like, oh, there's a much better mob boss than Sam Jackson. So Sam Jackson became the hitman.
So he got fucked in the ass, right? There's one.
Right.
Then even though I know 6 Degrees of Separation was great, but they didn't have to show Will Smith on top of another dude.
I think Will Smith enjoyed that more than any scene he's ever done.
You got it coming out of both ends, Kurt.
Then there was Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker was all fucking gayed up and weird.
Fifth Element.
And then
right.
I did Jamie Foxx with his shit.
Well, oh, Wanda
shit.
And that was his character, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then maybe he knew that he had to do it.
Well, okay, that's fine.
I think he's just, like, he's a fantastic actor. Comedy-wise, he's a hack.
Right.
Do you remember you and Keith telling me you were gonna make
me lose my thought.
Wait, hold your thought, but do you remember you and Keith said you were going to get T-shirts made that said, I don't do black rooms? Why were you going to not do black rooms?
I always do black rooms.
But why did you make that joke?
Oh, because it's funny.
Oh,
it's hilarious.
What I'm saying is the Jamie Foxx thing is a good example. That is just Chitlin hackery, which is merely like vaudeville 20. It's just like 20 years behind shit. Because that's
well,
like
he hasn't really done a lot of stand-up lately, like big shows.
But that character he did was his character that he made up to do on.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Like,
I'm not saying you can't do it as an artistic form. I'm not saying that. But like I said, with Tootsie, but you look at Dustin Hoffman's body of work. Tootsie was like an artistic. He got an Oscar for that shit. That's different.
Right.
When you're doing that, like Miss Doubtfire, that's different. He was in a suit. There's a difference between
What's Big Mama's
house? Big Mama's
is
fine because he was in a fat suit. He was actually in a suit. I'm saying there's a way that they put black men, and it's the truth. You desexualize black men because they don't want that heterosexual dynamic on because white men we've always been the bane of their existence as far as our sexuality.
But who's they?
I would say it could be the government, which I always picture as white men, or it could be fucking people who run Hollywood who it's white men.
But Godfrey, what about a Tyler Perry kind of thing where he does
that's
black women rewarding him because they love churchy shit.
No, but he brought his stuff to TBS, and they showed that fucking coonin' ass those sitcoms.
Oh,
and but Bill, a lot of guys that I know that pitch shows that are smart black writers and all this shit can't get shit. But Tyler Perry, who dresses like a chick, I mean, he has a following. Mm-hmm. He has a black church, so it's all about money. But they definitely like the fact that he's very safe. Because he has this feminine thing about him. Isaiah Washington gets fucking kicked off of Grey's Anatomy, who was the best actor on there, because he called Patrick Dempsey a faggot, and Patrick's not even a faggot. He just said, oh, fuck you, faggot. Like, they were just arguing, kick him off.
But that's,
keep him
you know
off.
Why that
and
is?
Isaiah is a very strong black male presence on that show.
He was
look,
the best,
you know what that
and
is?
They kick him off.
That's
so,
why. That's why you got to defend white men. Because we were talking with Bonnie, she's like, "Yeah, white men can't say what they want." I get in this argument with Mike Yard, where I was complaining about some speech crime shit. He goes, "You know, Mike's the angriest dude." He's like, "I love when white men complain about not being like, yeah. What do you think they stop at the white people, Mike? The next thing they go to is black men in their homophobia air quotes. That's the next thing they get to. It don't stop with making the white men not say things. They're gonna crack down on you too. That's why you protect the white men saying things. It's for your benefit.
It's for everybody to say things, right?"
For your
exactly.
So that's why that bullshit
like
with Isaiah Washington, this nonsense of like, get him out of here.
That was bullshit. Because he wasn't that homophobic. He just called the dude like back in the day when you call each other, man, shut up, faggot. You act like, you're not being a homophobe. You're just acting like a little bitch or a
not a self-respecting faggot who sucks cock. just a guy who's acting like a pussy.
Like a pussy.
What I would say
I
is,
have respect for the dudes who suck dick.
Dude, the,
right. Good for you.
Good for you.
You got niggas out here posing like you.
Right. Right.
Giving you a bad name.
Right.
Acting like a bunch of faggots.
Right.
But, dude, what I would say is I don't believe any conspiracy on the they put a Batman address. But what I think might be annoying.
You don't have to. You shouldn't have to.
Consider that.
I believe it's the truth.
This is what I think. I think what it is you're annoyed at, which is probably a valid thing, is not that they're putting an address, because I think they're just volunteering. It's the people enjoying it, the viewers on the other end,
right.
A white person enjoying it for that reason of like, oh, look, he's in a dress.
There's an added
element. I think that's the more annoying thing to you. You know what I mean?
Well, like, it's almost like here.
But there's no, I don't believe any conspiracy. Like, we're going to get him in a dress because that hypersexual. Like the hypersexualized black man thing you're talking about, that's not a good thing for black men. That thing you're talking about, like they want to stop our
No.
That's
not
a bad
even,
thing.
We don't,
like,
not
no,
hypersexualized. It's not hypersexual. Just our
being a human who has sexual.
Our presence.
Yes.
It's
our presence.
Not listen, hyper, though.
I've been in many cabs. I've been in many conversations where white dudes would bring up the black man's penis. I mean, I think more white male comics talk about black cock than black dudes talk about their own cocks. And that's real shit, and I watch it.
Easily.
I watch it. I see more white dudes use their punchline, black cocks, over and over and over again. And it's almost a Freudian slip? I don't know.
No,
but it's a bane of their existence.
You know what?
Like when Public Enemy used to say the fear of the Bozak. Black white men that have always, and you know, when they used to hang black men, they used to castrate them at the end. They would cut their dicks off.
Why don't Asian, hold on.
They're already dead, but their dick.
Why don't Asian
their
comics,
still gotta die.
Why don't Asian comics talk about bigger white cocks? That's what I demand to know. Why don't they bring up those huge white cocks? Why doesn't Shang Wang, when he's on stage,
because
white dudes are not intimidating like that. It's black men that are always the intimidator.
I want to show you
as
something.
As far as physicality.
right.
White men have never been.
But that's a tool. That's a tool of the oppressor. We saw the same thing during the Elizabethan era talking about the Jews. Like, in that it was this weird combination of, like, hypersexuality and also, like, desexualized. It's like people couldn't decide whether or not Jews were castrated or if they were uncontrollable animals that needed to be that
when
needed
did the
to be
Jews,
policed.
When did the Jews,
hold on, yeah.
Wait, when did the Jews become white? Because I know they were brown first. So when
they moved to the coast,
I call them the Johnny Come Lately Jews, the Ashkenazis.
Oh,
and the
here we go! Here we go!
It's race war.
Here we go! Here we go! Here we go!
Cause the true Jews,
right? That's why
here we go.
Yeah, there was no ships in Egypt bringing slaves to Egypt. Look it up. Or Deuteronomy. Read, brother.
Because I know the Ashkenazis.
They were just an otherized group.
I understand, you had the Falashians, you had the brown Jews first, which I believe that. Period. And then you go, then you guys come, I guess, the Russian, Polish, different
she's
types.
Not Jewish.
German, yeah. I don't know.
I'm not
here,
Jewish.
Let me solve the mystery.
Karen. Point to Karen.
Okay.
Point to Karen.
I'm saying, blonde.
Yeah, but the Jews come, right? All the Jews come. And then the white Jews, they get, of course, Jews have been like discriminated against the longest. They have thousands of years of it. But then they get to a certain position, then they start shitting on blacks again. What's up with that?
Well, what it is
what's up with the Schwarzes shit?
All this shit is fear and insecurity. It's fear that something that you don't have something or that you're in a vulnerable position that it can be taken away.
No.
Because I think, look, now maybe it's different, but Jews have always been used to things changing on a dime, and whatever you have can easily be taken away. So there's a lot, like, paranoia. Racism is fear. That's all that is.
Of course,
is.
Fear of the unknown. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that means, especially if you have white skin, you can say, but that's why a lot of Jews changed their names when they got to Ellis Island. They changed their names. A lot of Jews in Hollywood did the same thing.
They're sneaky as shit, aren't they?
They changed their names.
So always changing their
names. So they can
have
more of an Anglo feel to them
well,
so they can be accepted.
Well,
which
Jews
is,
have
I,
always
which
had
I understand.
To assimilate, yeah, wherever
oh,
they are.
I totally get that. But at least because you have white skin, you can kind of blend in.
But don't turn around and hate on the other ones,
but
though,
then
right?
But then you turn around and hate on black people who we thought you would have more empathy for because
but
you were part of the
experience,
you part of the NAACP.
Jews that I know do kind of have like a like
you said kind of.
No. I mean, look, I can't speak for everybody, and I do mean kind of, but when I say kind of, I really mean a little bit. Yeah. But no, I the Jews do have an affinity for black people because of a shared history of slavery and oppression and all that.
You're thinking of a different, well, you're thinking of Crown Heights.
My family always was totally, I grew up like really kind of poor. And so we always lived like near black neighborhoods. My parents were always
very
comfortable. Yes, but it's the same, like the same kind of economic situation. And we saw like a, there's like a cultural similarity also.
Let me just say something. The civil rights movement in America, that was because a bunch of Jews were, you know, those guys that got killed in Mississippi.
Dude, I know, of course.
Those, the two guys were Jews.
I know, and the one black kid, but there's the thing. There were many Jewish people involved. Well, NAACP was started, you know, with Jews and blacks. But this is what I mean. With let's just say
blacks and Jews.
Let's say blacks and Jews. And let's just use civil rights. So we don't have to go too far. But let's go. Mm-hmm. No, because I can actually go back farther because you had a lot of Jewish comics wearing blackface, like Al Jolson, Eddie Cantor. Those guys were wearing blackface.
You know what? Blackface was their dress.
Right.
That was their dress of the time.
Right.
If you wanted to get big, you got to get blackface,
too. Yeah, because the Anglos
You better make fun of something. Right.
Right.
So our dress now, it was their blackface. That's how I see it.
And it's just, you know, I just don't get, you would think there would be more empathy. Sorry. That's why with the whole, like, the like when white, I know my white gay friends will be like, yeah. Like Jim David, who's a funny guy, gay dude. One time Nick DiPaolo was on stage, right? And Nick DiPaolo, we all know Nick. Right. Nick talks about fucking everything. He's the funniest dude on the planet.
Yeah. Easily.
And if you're not used to that, you just, you shouldn't be in the room.
Nick's so a friend of the show.
Nick was talking about some homosexual shit. He's talking about everybody. And then Jim David is sitting right next to me. And Jim goes, he whispers like, I'm a little offended. I go, Jim, you're a comic. The fuck are you offended about?
Exactly.
You're a comedian, dude. You're a comic. You can't be offended by shit. Mm-hmm. He goes, well, the way you're talking about homosexuals, I go, who gives a fuck? Mm-hmm. So what?
I judge it on
It's like
what did he, do you remember what he said at all?
If the joke's good enough, you can say anything. That's how I feel.
Yeah, and if you and he goes, it's like the word nigger. I said, no, it's not, Jim. No, it's not, Jim. He goes, I go, because white gay males call people niggers. And I said, and guess what? What's his name? What's his name? Head of the CIA in the 60s. Edgar Hoover.
No, was a FBI. FBI.
He was a homosexual. And he killed black leaders. So if
well,
homosexuality.
Who did he kill? Hold on. Who did he kill?
Malcolm X.
He did not kill Malcolm X.
Are you COINTELPRO? Yes, he did.
He
hell yeah. That was
he
policy.
Did not kill Malcolm X.
They put it in motion.
I'll tell you what he did.
Not him. He orchestrated it.
No, they didn't orchestrate it. What they did was
Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, civil rights. Are you kidding me? It was orchestrated by his crew. Hell
it was orchestrated by fucking Louis Farrakhan. The FBI knew about it and didn't give a shit.
Listen,
that's what he did.
Listen.
They knew Farrakhan was going to murder him. And the reason I know Farrakhan.
Oh, he's about for Malcolm X.
Farrakhan.
They blame Farrakhan.
No, he did it. He did it. That's why Betty Shabazz tried to have him killed because she knew he fucking did it. Farrakhan's a scumbag.
He's part of it. I can say.
No, he's the motherfucker
but
that
took it off. Why would the cops take down Farrakhan? Why would they turn a blind eye to the motherfucker they hate the most?
That's wrong. Right. They
why? That
because
don't make sense.
They
right.
saw Malcolm X as a threat. Here's what they are guilty of. They knew
they
it was going
to
happen.
They could have killed two niggas instead of one and they didn't do it?
It's easy to infiltrate any black organization.
Because Farrakhan has no credibility. Well, and they don't want the guy. See, the guy that makes it. Remember Patrice's joke about that? Like the guy that's talking about people coming together?
Yeah.
Malcolm X, the guy that's like, let's all live together. That's when you get killed. That's when you're in danger.
Malcolm,
so that's why they allowed Louis Farrakhan.
They killed Dr. King I Have a Dream. They killed him because he spoke against the Vietnam War. He said, why are you making this a senseless war? Yeah. Why do you have us going out there killing people that have never done anything to us? Just like when Muhammad Ali said, nobody's ever called me nigger in Vietnam. I ain't going to war.
This is a way that we talk about history that I know is really, really common. And it's like, it's just a rhetorical thing. Yep. But I sort of reject the idea that big events like that have one cause. Like, I think Martin Luther King could have been killed
for a lot of reasons.
And I think that black men that are choosing to dress in drag for whatever reason can be doing it for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah, for money.
And I think that
in a dress.
I think framing this conversation or whatever, like to talk about like one, I believe in mixed motives, basically. Like that there are a lot of different
fucking
things.
Okay, look, Martin Luther King, James Earl Ray, there's a possibility there's some kind of conspiracy there.
Have you seen that new documentary on how he
said
planned
he
it?
No, but there is a thing where they think that might be a conspiracy.
It's a new
Malcolm X, though, Farrakhan, the Nation of Islam wanted him dead because he spoke out against that scumbag Elijah Muhammad.
Well, he spoke out
against a pedophile.
And that's definitely the truth.
The FBI stood by.
Edgar Hoover was like, let's watch this motherfucker. And right. then when he got a little too big for his britches, they were like, cool, we got brothers on our side. Let's take this motherfucker out.
And you know one of the guys who of shot Malcolm X still lives in Mount
he
Vernon
did not
right now.
Have him killed.
Lives in Mount Vernon they right merely, now.
What they did is shitty. They stood by and did nothing. But the person guilty for the murder is straight up the goddamn Nation of Islam, who are just utter scumbags, dude.
Whoa. Yeah. Not all of them. You can't talk in a gen. You can't just
it's a repulsive,
take a big brush and wipe everybody, Kurt.
It's a repulsive fucking thing.
But I like Come what you on, said Kurt. That. But I mean, you can look at it. There's all, you know, back in the day, there's so many, because everybody was in cahoots doing a lot of shit. Just like the Black Panther Party was infiltrated by other black people that the government paid to fucking infiltrate. Came just like on. The Gangster Disciples in Chicago, all the gangbanging, it started off as like black positive groups. Yeah. But then they sent black people in to make it look like gang
the
fucking
Lord
activity.
The
Blackstone Rangers. Chicago. Jeff,
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what they did. Okay, and you can look
and
it
it's
up.
Easy
and
to send a brother to sell out
who's,
if you give him enough money.
What the fuck is who's the head of the Black Panthers?
Anybody?
It was Cleaver.
This is what they did.
Hampton, Fred Hampton, and it was Huey P. Newton. Yeah.
Okay, this is what they did with Cleaver, which you can see their report on
Elridge Cleaver.
Oh yeah, how they got in? They wouldn't have been able to fuck with him if he didn't suck on his own. Already, and the thing with and this is right. in their report about him, Eldridge Cleaver. Any criticism or not doing exactly what he said, he would go batshit crazy. Mm-hmm. Right. So they knew that, and they were like, okay, just get people to do that and set him off because he'll right. self destruct. The leaders of those fucking black national groups, what they are, they end up being havens for fucking ex cons and shitheads, and they're not like
that. All ex cons are not bad people,
but that what they
all
the people
ex-cons
they bring
are not
in.
Bad people.
True. Of course, they're not all ex-cons are bad people. Okay. The people they bring in, those kind of groups, that's what happens when people get oppressed. The turds rise to the top.
But
the
thing is, with
culture.
Black people, with black culture, everybody was an ex-con. If you're getting locked up on some fake, chumped up shit, you have no choice but to be ex-con.
Nation of Islam were full of ex-cons and killers. And Farrakhan.
So that's true.
I would go see Farrakhan live.
Hey, listen. That's,
so is Congress.
That's true. A lot of them. Listen. If you're in on a nonviolent drug charge, I don't judge you at all. I think you're kind of a hero because I want drugs and you got them to me. So I don't look down on a guy for that.
America
but let me tell you something. Any of these violent criminals, I don't give a fuck about society or none of that shit when it comes to these violent. You got to watch this thing.
Oh, I agree with that.
Hey, can we get the computer, man? Is there a laptop anymore? I want to play clips from this fucking Rikers thing. You got to see these fucking guys because I don't give a shit what society oppression. These dudes are pieces of shit. And I want to play this.
But
thing
what happens
them?
When you get caught up in the system and you ain't a piece of shit? But
right.
You look like a piece of shit.
What happens?
But you ain't a piece of shit.
It makes you a piece of shit.
And what happens to people in high stress situations? I mean, I don't. I feel like we all don't know what we're capable of given the right circumstances. You know what I mean?
Of course. Of course.
And I feel like I feel like the fucking shit that you're dealing with in prison, like if you have a 30-second clip of somebody being a fucking asshole, like the context that's happening in, like I have no idea what I would do in
of course.
If I was physifically capable
of
inflicting any harm with my body.
I'm thinking that Orange is the New
I mean,
Black.
I'm just useless. That's why I'm not violent.
I like that Orange is the New Black. I've been watching it. I'm like,
it's a great show.
It's like the girl that's the star, the blonde chick.
Yeah.
You see her change as she becomes a fucking prisoner. She's like, fuck this shit. She had to beat the fuck out of a prisoner. And she was so not like that.
Sure.
So you
just
see the
change
in her.
Yeah.
Just to survive.
Of course.
And that's just survival
in prison.
Of the fittest. That's when you acclimate to your surroundings.
That same shit happens in our neighborhoods.
No doubt.
Do you think that's just prison mentality, nigga? That's neighborhood mentality.
Right. Yes.
That's the better point is why I was trying to get.
Mentality,
But look, it's like the difference between Winnie and Nelson Mandela, right? They both went to prison. They both got tortured.
Right.
Nelson Mandela came out and fucking had his head on right. And
right.
This is why I give it to Mandela because like all these revolutionary fuckers, like the Black Panthers or like just like Cuba, I don't judge your fucking revolution by what you do during your revolution, but the whole thing that makes you good or bad is when you end the fucking revolution. Like when it's done, you go, okay, revolution over. Now we have to
That was Castro.
We have to build. He never let it end. We have to build something now.
Castro started off not liking what was going on in Cuba.
Right.
He was this political, social, political guy.
Right.
He, you know, in college, he was like, let's start a revolution. We need to be free thinking. Blah, blah. Then he gets into fucking power.
Right.
And it shits on his own people, man.
That's what happens.
But I want to go to Cuba so badly, motherfucker.
But listen, Mandela.
You still can.
That's why it's
now
good.
We
that,
can.
But it's enough. It's enough of a pattern to sort of ask yourself, like, what is it about human nature that, like, what
what happens to
power
us
corrupts.
As an
Greed,
animal.
Greed, power, money.
Power listen, corrupts absolutely.
Let me finish this Mandela thing. So Mandela, yeah. he gets out. They had it in the movie in the fucking we went well long pants
forever fighting rabbit.
So he gets dude, he gets in power, right? I know, it's the best man down.
The right I had, we have to change revolution today and tomorrow.
Can we just
little drama boy say rat-a-tum-tum, rat-a-tum-tum, and rat-a-tum-tum. But he couldn't play his drum because he was black. Black and white together. Rat-a-tum-tum.
Nelson Mandela, Nelson Mandela, Nelson Mandela,
Amangla, Amangla,
Africa,
Ratatamtam.
Wait, so listen, he gets out, he gets out, then where they all want him to be like, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna kill all the whites and the blacks and worth this, he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do it. Also, he didn't steal everybody's land and redistribute it because he realized it would destroy their entire economy.
Right.
He had all this commie talk they were afraid of. That's why the U.S. didn't want to support him.
That's why the U.S. government called him a terrorist in the 80s.
Because he right. But guess
they're
what?
They're dirty. Dirty business. But that's a man who wanted his freedom.
But when he came out, he didn't go.
That's crazy.
Listen, when he came out, he didn't go. Government. He didn't go commie. He was a pragmatist, ultimately. So that's what's good about him. Winnie Mandela, by contrast,
she was
came out, and that shit turned her into a fucking murderer. And she just...
That was just her.
On a whim, she would have her bodyguards kill people. And then, so people make excuses for this bitch, like, well, she was... Well, so was Mandela.
No, but it's different ways you can torture a woman than you can torture a man. And it can have different psychological effects on them.
Well, that kid, she ain't off the hook for that kid.
When you get tortured as a man, you're surrounded by men getting tortured. When you get tortured as a woman, you're a woman surrounded by men.
But you can't control what happens to you, but you can certainly control what you do.
Yeah. There you go.
She's just as accountable for her own actions.
That's assuming she's a fucked up person.
It's a personality thing, too.
I really don't like the thread of depriving women of agency by their womanness.
But nobody's depriving women. Wait, what do you mean?
I'm making your point.
Oh, what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm making your point of like, yes, she's just as accountable for her actions.
I agree that women get it worse than a man.
Nelson Mandela is a spectacular human being.
Exactly.
So you gonna come down on Winnie for not being spectacular?
Exactly.
It's like she's
she wasn't just not spectacular.
She was a stinking torture murderer.
Was she like that before all this?
Yeah, but there are a lot of people.
Was she like that before the torture?
Well, we can't say if she had a personality thing as well.
That's
right.
Why I
don't.
She had an agenda fucking with Mandela. She just waited till it was right the right time.
There you go. And I don't believe anybody changes at all. What happens is circumstances of life bring out what's in you. Hopefully you're
like
lucky
when you
enough.
Get famous and you start
it's survival.
Acting up.
It's survival.
Hopefully you're lucky enough you never get put in the position where whatever your demon is, like I think I'm lucky because whatever my vicious demons are, they've only been able to come out so much.
Listen, let me tell you this, Kurt.
You understand?
Which is plenty,
like this.
For the record.
It's
plenty of demons.
When they find these dogs, I hate to compare it to this. But it's like when they find these dogs tortured.
There you go.
Some dogs get tortured and you got to put them down.
There you go.
Because they get violent.
Not because it brought out
what the dog really is.
Yeah. Right.
And because the dog went through fucking hell. Yeah,
and he's just surviving.
It's not the dog was always, he was always a biter. No.
Right. Every dog can be a biter. But every
action.
Dog has that capability.
It's every dog is a potential survival. Killer.
Right, and that's right. What I'm saying is that that's
not all human nature.
What triggered it? Wait, no, we all have the fight or flight.
Human nature.
We all have the fight or flight thing in us.
Right.
When you're in your nervous system, when you're in danger, you automatically protect yourself. That's why if somebody flicks something at you, you blink.
And if you have time after time after time after time.
Your body is built for that.
Right.
And if you have time after time with no flight capabilities, you're going to fight.
Yeah, but that's at a certain point, defensiveness turns into offensiveness, and that's when you got to learn how to dial it back. You know,
but
you
that
know
takes
I mean?
That's
that
not
defensive
easy.
Fight or flight.
Yeah, that's right.
Not
easy. But fucking,
but
nothing,
it's your
you
responsibility.
Don't get
still,
I give you that, but it's not easy.
Not easy is not a reason to do it.
Personality is different. Personality. What is it?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, everybody cracks.
Your personality is your behavior towards stimuli.
Right.
How you act towards what's in your environment.
Hold on, guys.
And some people take things differently. Some people snap. Some people can. It takes them a while to snap, but everybody has that capability.
You can't blame the snapper.
When you're being threatened and you have to survive. That shit comes out.
Right. Yeah.
It's some sooner, some later. So it depends. But everybody has that.
And you can't woo-saw yourself back down to normal.
I saw a monk in Central Park smoking a cigarette. I'm not even bullshit. I took a picture of him. I saw a what fucking monk? Monk, a Buddhist monk, like stressed out.
They smoke though.
They smoke. No, but he looked like the shit wasn't working.
It's not.
Because first of all, I say monks are cheaters because they're in the mountains around nothing, so it's easy to be smooth
that's
and
why they go to, yeah, that's why
but
they go to the mountains.
You're surrounded by people. Monk in New York, that's when you really challenge Buddhism.
Yeah.
And this man, he was literally like this.
Yes.
Going back to the Himalayas. Just, I thought that was the epitome of New York. A Buddhist monk sitting on a bench next to a homeless dude like, fuck
well,
this
listen,
shit.
Listen,
the homeless have more fucking composure than the Buddhist monk.
Well, here's the thing. So he was smoking a cigarette, but he wasn't blowing the smoke in people's faces. He didn't turn around on other people.
It's
like,
only a matter of time.
He looked like he was going to be a Catholic.
Yeah, but you know those fucking monks from Tibet, because all these dipshit, like free Tibet people, like free Tibet. Do not free Tibet. The fucking Tibet before the Chinese got there was a fucking theocracy. The Dalai Lama is not a good person. He was the fucking they were the dictators of Tibet. They would fuck. They had slaves.
That's why he's been exiled in India forever.
That bullshit of free Tibet, there wouldn't be free if China got out. It would go back to being a religious dictatorship.
So Tibetans. Every time I meet Tibetans, but they're always the nicest serenest.
People. Right.
People.
Yeah, they were beaten down by their bullshit, that bullshit theocracy they had.
But so you think it's kind of like Jehovah Witnessy over in Tibet?
So it's
like
Jehovah's Witnesses are way better than that. Lama now has issued fatwas against like the wrong like Buddhists who were the wrong kind of Buddhists. He has issued shit like kill them. That's what they fucking did. They weren't peaceful. And by the way, Buddhist, I know it's like the ultimate like bullshit thing people in America love. Buddhism is not, they're just as shitty as everybody else.
First of all, Buddhism for me, my thing is this. I don't give a fuck. I grew up Episcopalian. That's like second string Catholic and shit because we don't get to take the communion bullshit.
Right.
I found that out when I was sitting next to my dad in a pew and everybody's going to get communion. I got on my phone. I was like, no, we don't dig it. I'm like, why? I'm fucking hungry. You know, but we're Episcopalian. But I don't really give a shit. Been to Catholic school from first grade to fucking freshman year of high school. I don't care about anything. My thing is, I think people choose Buddhism because it seems like a pretty cool religion.
That's right.
It seems a little more freer. At least, like, it seems like you can, like, fucking smoke and not get in trouble.
Right. Maybe it focuses on, like,
Buddhism.
I think one of the problems with, like, secularism is that
spiritual means I fuck a lot. But I don't cause any trouble.
That's kind of like, but that's everybody.
Because religion is all about who can hold
that's my fucking thing, dude. For my discovery, that was my thing in my hour. It's like God watches your holes. Three quarters of your faith is dealing with hole management.
Right.
That's what most of this shit is.
The other philosophies are easy. I can like you, my neighbors, respect my parents, but the fucking part needs a clause. I need to fuck.
But that's what Christianity
is. That's what actually would bring more people together.
I think what Buddhism gives you is I think one of the problems with secularism is that we've got done away with religion for a lot of really great reasons that make so much sense. Yeah. But we haven't. But it did meet like a basic human need that we haven't really replaced yet. Like that taking a moment of reflection, or like sitting in a room full of people who are all like feeling a sense of awe.
They have found the replacement. Go on Salon.com right now. It reads, you know what? I realize I'm so fascinated with Salon. I was thinking, because I go on it every day. And I'm like, it drives me batshit. It's a fucking watchtower. I'm reading a goddamn watchtower again.
Yeah.
It's
Salon.com?
Yeah, it's a fucking liberal cunt. It's the one that.
That's
Patton
their
Oswalt,
motto. That's their slogan,
like, I think. Patton Oswalt's the one that like they fight with him for having problematic tweets and all that shit. But the reason is they're all about like watching your heart and mind at all times because God forbid you God forbid you sound like a rape apologist or another thing they made up. And then they fucking have ex right wing guys confessing to how awful they were when they used to be Republican.
Oh,
just like
hilarious.
In the Watchtower, they would have people like, when
that's
I was in the world,
hilarious.
But luckily I found the one true religion. And when I think about my old self, I, blah, blah, you know, all that bullshit. By the way, you know church people?
Pattern.
You went to church, right?
I dated a gospel singer.
Okay. What do church people love? People that I was born into it. I was like the vampire that was always a vampire.
Right.
And then there's like the convert vampires.
Right.
They always. the people that were out in the world and converted, how much do they love just fucking exaggerating and lying about how bad they were before they found this religion? Like, yeah. oh, you wouldn't have wanted to know me. Oh. I ran all the drugs in America. You know, did you? You were the top, really. You know, the bullshit that comes out of
you
America.
You know what I hate, though? When I used to have guys that would be, like, saved. I remember my friend Flynn in college. And we were playing football together, everything. He was like, yeah. He goes, brother, man, you need to repent, da da da. And then he told me, he goes, I said, well, what were you like before this, Flynn? Man, I would run around with women. I fucked a lot. I did this. I did that. I go, okay, well, can I do
You're
that?
Cool.
Can I do that first? That's what I want to do. Can I get a little bit of that first?
St. Augustine.
That sounds fun. I want to fuck a lot and do that, and then I'll change. Yo, let me get that. Yeah, I don't want to not fuck and then get right into religion. Right. I want to fuck first. It's like when a girl who's known as a whore. Right? And you go, dude, you can fuck her. She's easy. And then she goes, oh, I want to change my life. And go, can you wait till I get something?
Yeah.
Can you change after that? I want to fuck you right now. Hey, don't fuck me right now.
Hold on. Okay, I meant to play this before we went off on a tangent. But this is Dustin Hoffman talking about when he was Tootsie. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
And he gets very emotional. So.
Oh, man. This is all great. Right. This
you're
going
to love it.
Yeah. So this is, this makes me laugh so hard. This Dustin Hoffman.
This gal, who has been my dear friend for over 30 years, kicked off Tootsie with the thought of...
Oh, God damn it. Hold on, I gotta go. Now Artie Lang texts to say he can't make it while I'm trying to play this. All right, sorry. Let me play it again.
Classic.
Thanks, Artie.
Was Artie coming?
Yeah, he was going to come in.
Damn!
He's selling something. He's selling some house.
All right, yeah.
Kicked off Tootsie with the thought of... How would you be different if you had been born
such
a woman?
Fairies, dude.
In the conversation we had one time. Not what does it feel like to be a woman.
Kurt, can I fix this for you?
How?
What does it feel like to be?
It is like
feel
that.
Like to be the that opposite better. Sex. But his question was different. If you were born a woman, how would you be different?
It's there.
So. That kicked off, which is it would take too long to answer how we then got involved in Tootsie for about 2 years before we even got a director, just working on different drafts of the script. But right. I did go to Columbia and I asked them if they would spend the money to do makeup tests so that I could look like a woman. And if I couldn't look like a woman, they would agree not to make the movie.
Did you hear what he just said?
Well, they shouldn't have
made
it.
He did, yeah. I mean, are you kidding me, Dustin Hoffman? I wanted to make sure this arrogant fucker. You look like a fucking dude. Who would ever have believed you were a fucking woman, you demented tranny? All right, watch this.
I fucked worse.
All right, well, that's a fair. I have also, yeah.
I just somehow intuitively felt that unless I could walk down the streets of New York and not have. Dressed as a woman and not have people turn and say, who's that guy in drag?
That's that delusion.
Oh, wow.
They all said, who's that guy in drag,
exactly.
Dustin? Everyone that passed
they all
you,
said, hey, Dustin, what's up?
They all... They're like, is that Dustin Hoffman?
He's like, Dustin, what are you doing?
Dustin, you look fucking terrible. All right. This is the best part.
Who's that freak? Unless I could do that, I didn't want to make the film. I didn't want the audience to suspend their believability.
Stop.
When we got to that
Wait,
point,
the, it's
and
coming the
looked
best
at
part.
It on screen, I was shocked that I wasn't more attractive. I said, now
mind.
You have me looking like a woman. Now make me a beautiful woman. Because I thought
Jesus
I should
Christ.
Be beautiful. If I was going to be a woman.
Now he sounds like a woman. I should be beautiful.
That's the most, the irony of this is he was already kind of a chick, it turns out. Well, where do you hear how much of a woman he is?
I mean, he's nailing it.
Good as it gets. That's as beautiful as we can get you, Charlie. And it was at that moment that I had an epiphany.
Yeah.
And I went home and started crying. Talking to my wife, and I said, I have to make this picture, and she said, why? And I said, because I think I'm an interesting woman.
Wow, he's fucked up.
When I look at myself on screen, and I know that if I met myself at a party, I would never talk to that character because she doesn't fulfill physically the demands that we're brought up to think.
Oh, God.
Women have to have
this
in order
my
for
ass
to
itch.
Them out. What? She says, what are you saying?
He's in tears.
And I said, there's too many interesting women. I have I have not had the experience to know in this life.
Oh yeah, he's obviously goddamn
been.
He had. Well,
what year was this?
Do you understand? Like 80- this was like recent. This is recent.
Oh,
him talking about.
Oh, this is. Oh,
do you know how batshit this dude? He had an epiphany because he looked in the mirror as a woman and realized he wouldn't fuck himself.
He cheated himself. He said he realized he cheated himself so on that fucking five.
I'm so
fours.
Wonderful, but I wouldn't fuck me because I'm ugly, and it made him break down in tears. And he thought, how many other horrific women in men in drag have I not fucked?
You know he needs a nice little fucking debate with RuPaul.
By the way, she should dress like when she dresses like a man and she's just Paul.
Yeah, he's just Paul going, what are you talking about?
Dude, this psychopath.
Yeah, he
fucking
sounded like an idiot.
He's out of control.
He's out of control. Because they were butt ugly. I didn't learn how. Dude, it's not too late, by the way. You can still go fuck ugly.
Can I have you play something?
What?
Okay. Is that online? You're online?
Yeah.
Can you go Denzel Washington interviews about this thing about the nigga that wouldn't die? You got to hear this one.
Oh, I did hear that. I know what you're talking about.
Did you hear about that?
No.
When he talked,
Denzel stood up for himself.
That's a long clip, but
if we can fast forward it to the part. It's
what's the
funny.
Part?
Well, Denzel Washington.
I'll tell you what it is. He was got offered a part after after Glory? Or
Glory?
Was it before Glory?
It was before because he had gotten Cry Freedom 6 months after he did that little thing.
Okay.
And it was early in his career. Yeah. And he was in a room and it was a bunch of Jewish cats in there.
Right.
And they were like, hey, Denzel. And he calls it the nigga that wouldn't die. And he goes, yeah. So they were asking me to do some movie about this black dude who rapes a white woman. And so they try to, you know, hang him and do all kind of shit. He just wouldn't die. Denzel was like, really? How about we do a movie with a bunch of Jewish guys and we just gas them to death? How's that? He goes, would that be funny? No. Well, then that your idea ain't funny.
By the way, both the ideas sound great to me. I don't see
I wouldn't watch both movies.
Like, both movies have been made.
He said shit wouldn't. He said it wouldn't.
That's true. I thought Jamie Foxx was great in that movie.
They're both fucking.
Django.
Yeah, there you go.
Schindler's List.
By the way, Rosewood was the fucking. It was called Rosewood, and he should have taken that part.
That's hilarious. Ving Rhames was.
But that's way before Rosewood. He said, he said, I don't know where my career would have gone, but they just made me so angry. He's just like, fuck it.
He's so good. By the way, he's so good. Yeah. Good, he didn't take up that part, but he's so good, I think his career would have been fine. A lot of guys were in terrible shape.
Well, you don't know. Maybe
that are fucking great actors. Because Denzel, we're watching, did you see New Equalizer?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, dude, and I like how they dressed him up like a fucking black Republican to make him like an old, retired kind of man.
It was so great.
And but he's like Tom Cruise reliable. Like, you know, for an action movie, if you get him or Tom Cruise, we were talking about it because
Equalizer was great with Denzel.
It was so good.
Yeah,
it's very mental. It's a mental game.
Great.
Well, I mean,
I used to say when I was in high school, to be funny, was like, whenever the revolution happens, I just want to be on Denzel Washington's side. Like, that was my.
That's why you're a nigga lover. That's why they call you a nigga lover.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's why you're named unfunniest person in high school.
I was not funny.
Julia Roberts was always on Denzel. After Pelican Brief, she was like, how in the world do I have like one Oscar? Like, I have one Oscar less than Denzel Washington. It's like, he should have like more than.
And they took the sex scene out of that Pelican Brief.
They sure did.
Took it right out.
There was a sex scene in
it? Oh, yes. Read the books. Took it right out.
Oh. I fucking don't enjoy her like that. I don't enjoy Julia Roberts.
But they don't want no black dude making love. White guys can make love to Zoe Saldana all day.
America.
White dudes make love to
all the
black.
Well, we paint her
chicks.
Green first out of respect. We paint the bitch blue.
Well, no.
First, come on.
Whenever it's a pretty black girl, it's Zoe always Saldana? She does her black movie like she did Drumline.
Right.
And then she goes off to do an all-white co-star. She's always with a white male and ends up fucking them. Always. Like Halle Berry with Billy Bob Thornton. Right. Like Lupita, or what's her name, who got raped by, what's his name, from the Avengers. I'm just saying, that's the pattern.
By the way, it is a pattern.
Fassbender.
Hold on. Look, it is a pattern.
Halle Berry.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, it is a pattern. It is a fucking pattern. It is a pattern. It's not a conspiracy. It is It is A, the cowardice of a corporation where they go, people aren't going to want to see that. And then there are people who are like, I don't want to see that. And then it grows out of that. But the main thing is the cowardice.
When they say, I don't want to see that, you mean white men.
That's right. They think, well, they that's don't value mean. Black yeah. dollars. Right, mm-hmm. absolutely. That's men. Not a conspiracy, though, but it is a real thing. They go, they've always done that. That we were talking about before, like the Five Heartbeats, when they show the record, they don't want to put them on the record. They just show some white children enjoying the band.
Yeah, but black artists could be on their own.
But they could have totally, could have been on the record.
Isn't that disgusting?
But
you
the audience,
be on your own album.
What I'm saying is the audience could be mostly fine with it, even when people are supposedly mad. Remember the Cheerios commercial where the dad's
that's
black?
Malik. That's my boy Malik, right. dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that guy. Yeah, he was on he was on Inside Amy Schumer.
Dude, he was mm-hmm. the lead Temptation in a Temptations movie.
But listen, here's what happened. Some like two or three people go, oh, I don't like that, right?
Because right.
it's a commercial.
Then they run
But
with
it's
it.
Not the majority of people, the fucking pussy-ass media who likes to go, like the girl in the hallway and go, ooh, did yeah. you hear? So they make it into it like the black stormtrooper in Star Wars, that guy from...
yeah, they got angry at
two,
that.
No,
I
nobody,
got angry too. Why does listen, he get the role and I don't?
Yeah.
That's true. I got
stormtroop, nigga.
A couple people kind of tweeted... some bullshit.
It's
it wasn't
like the equivalent
it was
of somebody saying that Shiraz right. got a beef with Sarah Palin.
Right. It wasn't
yeah, that exactly. level of not
it,
a
nobody
thing.
Had
yes.
a beef with it. Yes. A couple of people tweeted a thing, and
two,
then they made
two,
it into
people.
They you, made it into oh everyone's against the Black Storm. No one is.
No
the
one,
three
right.
people are like, well, I thought stormtroopers were clones of Jango
three
Fett. How is he
people.
Black? That's nothing. But the media constantly. And Patricia said it too. They always want us to be at war. The media
yeah.
constantly finds
yeah,
this shit
yeah,
and
true.
Finds a way to make it into a thing
yeah.
when it's not a
yeah.
thing. They're hungry for
I
new
guess
things.
That's their job. I mean, I guess if I was
but don't media, fight it.
Use it.
I love to use
yeah.
it.
I learned to use it.
Yeah, this tension is great though.
Oh,
for
I
comics,
use it.
Especially when you're a comedian, you need tension.
Mm-hmm.
Tension is what
use
movies
it.
Aren't happening if there's no tension. If there's no conflict, conflict is money. Conflict is
Godfrey. It's like karate. Yeah. You got to use that energy against
and
them.
You need tension. Yeah,
use
you
their energy
to,
against
what,
them.
Martial arts was designed for when there's tension.
Yes.
Use tension. You know, you had. I
use it
10
in your
years.
Fucking benefit.
Yeah, you try to, but not
anyway,
with Rod's
how fucking annoying.
This shit does not work.
How fucking how. Infuriating, how infuriating is it to go on fucking YouTube to get a video and then it makes you do an age requirement?
Oh,
like,
oh.
you go fucking
are you doing
fuck
porn?
Yourself.
Are you doing a booty shake? A
no,
twerk?
There's cursing this.
I think it's flattering.
Oh, I didn't think anyone
thanks,
noticed.
Internet.
I've been moisturizing, Internet. I
have
didn't
been
think
moisturizing and working out.
I was looking at a Don Diva magazine and I saw that Troy was doing documentaries on the hood and street life.
Okay, this is that Rikers thing I was talking about. By
oh,
the way,
Rikers.
I love Don Diva. Do you? Well, now it sucks. Don Diva used to be way
it's
better.
Yeah.
Do you read Don Diva? The Godfrey
magazine?
the front part of the magazine is for Dons,
and
the back
part
is for
Divas. Can my cousin Kenny gets every, he got every fucking issue.
But guess what? Don Diva got a guilt trip.
Oh, you watch Feds? You read
Feds?
Feds,
too,
feds
got feds
a guilt
too.
Trip, too. I used to buy them religiously because I collect slang.
Like, so great.
Dude, I remember they interviewed,
we
got to
bring somebody on the show from that.
Who's that rapper that was friends with Meech? The fucking, and he's the guy who won't eat pussy. Actually, probably a lot of them.
Every rapper.
Oh, fuck. What
yeah,
the fuck?
There's a new Renaissance
Siegel.
Beanie
Siegel.
Beanie Siegel.
He just got shot. Twice.
Yeah. He goes.
He made a lot of money off that vitamin water, too. People don't know that. He made about $40 million.
Beanie Siegel?
He's the best.
Who's Beanie Siegel?
That's Beanie right. Siegel's dope.
Dude, he had the best slang that I ever. I read this in a Don Deve. He goes, niggas pulled their ratchets. My man had faucets coming out his neck. But like, so I would buy the magazine just to read that, you know, just
so
to hear that
faucets coming out of his neck.
So then Don Deva, they fucked up and they're like, we don't want to promote niggerishness and we're going to take a new. So now they have to try to be fake positive when it was so great. What it was originally. It was
but
just,
yeah, 50 Cent got him in on that vitamin water deal and
really?
Beanie G'd off on it.
Wow.
Like people don't know that.
Yeah.
All right.
He's
these are.
Like
wasn't he made $100 million off of it? 50.
50 made $100 million.
Selling that fucking.
He even, on that, I get money. He even says it.
Coca-Cola bought it.
Yeah. I got $50 million from Coca-Cola. What the fuck?
Dude, what? All right. Listen, these are some of the guys that are from Rikers. Listen to some of their stories. Watch.
You can't learn in the street. That's learning patience.
I just finished doing 10 years up north.
I just came home from doing 10 years.
I done did 10 years straight. I went in 2016, came home 26. I gave the system about...
Hold on, let me get to
Jesus,
that guy.
That's creepy.
Yeah,
I gave the system 10 years.
Yeah, I gave 10
years straight.
Baby.
I did it
they
with
all sound like they're from New York.
It's guys from New York.
To have the value will be belonging to someone else.
You will never know a moment's peace. You will always be the wreck of that prison.
Same jewelry I wear now, if I wear a $50,000 watch, you know what I'm saying? A Jacob now, and you know, God forbid I go to jail tomorrow, and I got this $20,000 ring on.
Fuck, where's the part? God damn it. I can't get this thing to get to the right part. All right, listen. This is called Scarface for Life, if you listen to this.
Okay.
Watch Scarface for Life. The guy that I was trying to get to that's not fucking working, he goes, he's talking about how he's in there, and he wanted to use the phone. He goes, like, you know, there's the payphone that everybody fights about.
Right.
Goes,
phone check.
I'm like, yeah, man, phone check. He goes, you know, I'm a control freak. I need to be by the phone. So the guy wouldn't give him the phone, so he stabbed a pen through the soft part of the bottom of the guy's jaw.
Shit,
his face. Dude, this guy gleefully telling about how he stabbed the guy through his face for a pen. Wow. I'm like, I gotta say, I don't feel bad for you being in the pen or being smacked around. Like, it sounds like you're a danger to everyone around you. It literally sounds like, like, I really don't give a shit what happened in the past. You sound like a menace.
But he's sick with a pen, though, to stab him right up there.
Denzel just did that in Equalizer with the corkscrew.
The corkscrew.
Yes,
you gotta see. Corkscrewed
him.
That was great.
The sword nose dude.
All I know is when I'm in Home Depot, I have a whole new respect.
Yeah.
It's a lot of killing things in there. You're killing.
Oh, yeah.
He became Macaulay Culkin at the end of fucking setting up humorous doorknob. My favorite part is he would start doing shit because me and her were watching Karen and we were fucking, he's heating up honey.
Honey,
I'm like, oh, he's going to splash that guy with hot honey. And
that's
like,
what Marissa said.
He's just treating it. He had like three of those things. I'm like, oh, he's going to burn that guy with a hot doorknob.
Dude, he's boiling grits. He put his foot in the grits.
I'd like to point
out
that's
a healing ointment.
Oh, he's just healing his
He's
going to
hit somebody with an English muffin. Oh,
you did not say that. I said that and he made fun of me the entire time. You made fun of me for thinking that he's going to burn somebody with a hot doorknob.
No, after we found out.
I go, that doorknob's going to hurt somebody, and you were like, what an idiot.
You know what was good about Equalizer?
You
talking
the
about
honey.
The doorknob.
You know what was
you
good about Equalizer? And you see it yet?
No.
And there's a part where Bill Pullman, he goes because he needs advice.
Oh, from the wife.
But
and,
you
yeah.
think it's the guy husband, that's the powerful,
right.
but it's the woman that has
yes.
the power.
Yes.
And it's you'll like the twist because we think, oh, he's
because Bill Pullman played presidents in different movies
right, so
on
like,
TV.
Oh, it's definitely Bill Pullman. He's going to ask Bill Pullman. He goes, no, he's asking the wife for advice.
Bill,
she's in power.
We got to wrap it up. But Bill Pullman was kind of like Clinton now.
Right.
and
Hillary,
was the chick.
That was a nice little twist.
Yeah. Hey, who are you going to vote for, by the way, speaking of Hillary?
Hillary.
Who
knows who's running?
Hillary, obviously.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Obviously.
I vote for Hillary.
I wish I
was.
No. Are you not?
What are you
going to
go, Rand
passed.
Paul? What are you going to Rand Paul?
Hillary's
I'll
time
I'll vote for RuPaul before
passed.
Rand Paul.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Hillary's time.
Hillary,
I like Hillary Clinton.
Is
no,
her she, prime.
Her time has passed.
No, it has not.
Hillary not. Has laid
I guarantee
a fertile
Hillary
groundwork
is going
to
win.
Effective.
She's not
going to
win.
Let me tell you something. By the way, Rand Paul,
win.
Rand Paul will never win. But
it's going to be somebody we don't even know
he's
about.
He's trying to change his
Listen,
tune because he's trying to run.
But whatever you don't like about Rand Paul, if he goes in there and libertarian ends the drug war like he says, that guy's the best vote you could make.
I'm telling you.
If he, first of all,
he's
all
got
this,
an agenda, man.
Let's hear him out. I got to hear him
if
out.
Listen, if he goes in and does that, if he ends the fucking drug war, that shit, by the way, 90% of all the problems that you hear about with cops and everybody, that's the fucking drug war, man. That's like, if you got rid of that shit, that would be most of the problems going right
you
fucking
think,
there.
If, if America can't make money off of, if they making money off of something, you try to stop it. Ain't got
it's no, to. That's right. You're right. And what you have to do is adjust it. And here's what they do with legalized weed. They adjust it so America makes money off it being legal rather than locking you up for
using
it.
They say, okay, now we can get money doing this, then cool.
And that's how you have to steer them.
As long as we getting paid.
Yes. And that's really what
I know that
is.
I listen to Rand Paul. Rand Paul used to be like, really just talking shit, talk. All of a sudden, the past 2 years, I'm like, wow,
he been making some
sense.
He been making
trying
sense.
To run.
Yeah.
But listen,
that fucker's trying to run.
But you know what you were hearing? Because he was always a libertarian. What you were hearing was him trying to not be libertarian to appeal to the people that vote for George W. Bush. So all the bullshit you don't like, he said, that's him dancing. I think his original position is libertarian.
He sounds so balanced. Definitely. Like, I'm like, wow, he's making a lot of sense. He's making a lot of
Hillary's
sense.
Hillary's time has passed.
I don't
well,
think so.
Well, who, but instead
she's
of her.
She's prepared, man.
Because when I look back at Obama.
People tired of Clintons. People tired of Bushes.
Well,
people
that's
tired
the only problem.
People
that's
tired
the only problem. That
the
power, in one family is so much.
Two families, and we only got two parties. We got no choices.
You know,
their time has passed.
You know why they don't want? You know, the only reason they wouldn't want Hillary to win is they don't want Chelsea to start talking shit. Can you imagine?
Both my parents were president. What is yours doing?
Just like to avoid nice that girl. Conversation.
And then she's going to run. Then that Chelsea baby. I don't need that
shit. Can you imagine her kid growing up with that kind of pressure?
Listen, I always used to not like Hillary. And I remember I like her. I wanted Obama over Hillary. I remember that very specifically.
Of course I did.
And I was fucking wrong because I think Hillary would have got more shit, even though Obama got more shit done than he gets credit for sure.
Of course. He is black.
But Hillary, I remember thinking she was kind of a cunt, and I didn't like her for the video game thing a lot. I was like, okay, you're jumping on that bandwagon. But when I think about it, I should have voted for a cunt, because I remember my mom being a cunt, and she got me things I wanted. She got shit done.
Well, I just don't think that Hillary would have been good for the Middle East right now, because Middle East, they shit on women. And then at least negotiate.
I like that even better.
We made the right choice. Obama, I'm glad he got in.
They really don't want to hear
it. Well, but that's not fair, because Germany's got a female prime minister, and she does great. They shit on her, too.
I'm talking about the Middle East as far as the way they view women. I'm telling you.
Yes, that's really true, but they only care.
But she's got the weight of this whole country about, behind her.
Don't listen. Yeah. Okay, yeah. The Middle East only cares about one fucking thing, which is get Israel.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
They'll go with anybody they think doesn't like Israel. That's the
I can't vote for Sagittarius.
I wanted Obama because he's black. I just wanted accomplishment for black people. It was a black thing.
That's not why I voted for him.
No, I
voted for him because he's black.
I
was gonna vote for Hillary. I fell black, in love with
that
Obama.
Was it. So you tell me if Flavor Flav would have ran, you would have voted for him?
I would have voted for Flavor because he's part of Public Enemy.
Well, I got a problem with that.
And I would have been like this. After I voted, I would have been like, yeah, boy.
Shit.
Yeah. Wow, G. That's what I do, G. I just vote for people who look like me, G.
And then my grandmother would have had no Social Security. Thanks, God.
That was a pretty good. That was a pretty good Flavor Flav, and no one complimented.
No, that was great. That was dead on. It was dead on.
Do it again. Sorry. Wow. I come to vote for people who look like me, G. Doing it in the press. Yeah, G. 2014, G. Wow. Right?
Godfrey would have voted for Professor Griff.
Yeah, he don't care.
Progressive Griff?
Give it up.
Stupid.
Dumb. We gotta wrap it up.
I called him Progressive.
We gotta wrap it up.
I would have voted for Fife Dog. Fucker.
Race Wars first show of the new year.
Yo!
Yes, happy new year.
When is this playing? When is this?
Today.
It's today? Well, I'm gonna be in. Yo, can I tell you where I'm going
to
be?
After I rang in the new year.
Where are you going to be, Godfrey?
Godfrey, go ahead.
Yeah,
we rang in the new year. It was a huge
You guys are live?
I didn't know that.
No.
How was it, right?
Talking about later today.
Yeah,
amazing. We did better
than sold
out.
Are you
going to
play it today later?
I didn't know that. They have the huge naked show on New Year's
Eve. We got to listen to it and come up with a title.
When are you going
to
play this?
Pictures?
Tonight.
It's going to be played.
It'll be on.
So I can talk about where I'm going to be.
I'll be at
Hobbs in San Francisco.
But before you do that, hold on. Before you do that, do you want to take a second to make fun of Caitlin's naked show?
I really want to kick you in a thing. Because
you want to kick me in the cunt?
As you're performing. Because I just don't want to see you butt naked, man. I wouldn't be able to concentrate. You naked.
You
I want to hit
that.
It.
You get over it so
no,
fast.
No, I don't.
That's
these hipsters that are metrosexual. Yeah. You're fucking with alpha males.
You guys
my
have never
be
been
hard
there.
From the door.
Yeah, we've never been there because we don't want to be there.
I don't want to be in there spilling out in front of people.
By the way,
I don't
guess who did
I
go
can't
there?
Do that.
Guess who does go
what?
There? Big Jay Oakerson naturally went there because he heard there was nakedness and he's like, I do him talking about it so crazy. He goes, they're like, oh, yeah, they think, and Jay's direct words, they think you get over the nakedness, but like, dude, there's no way. I'm just going to see them naked.
No way.
You're
going to try and
tell me. This is before you were
Godfrey, when are you in San Francisco?
San Francisco, Cobbs Comedy Club, January 7th through the 11th.
Oh.
And, hell yeah, Cobbs, baby.
Nice.
All day long. Yeah, you can, Twitter is Godfrey Comedian, you know what I mean? I love this show.
Excellent.
Yeah. I want to keep coming.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
we'll
definitely.
Have you back
I want to keep coming.
That's our Race Wars 2015.
And you guys
got
to come to my show.
Definitely.
I have
Happy
been
New
on
Year.
Godfrey's show.
Yeah, it's my
you and Alex, right?
Black Panther birthday party.
It's that's you. Hold on, it's you and Alex Edelman.
Edelman. Yeah.
How
Rain
is
man.
Alex at a Black Panther birthday party?
He named it because I'm the Black Panther. He's the birthday party. Hooray!
Yeah.
That's a
how long by the way I've known
I had to
Alex
give him a credit.
I think I've known Alex now for like eight
I've known him since
years.
He was three. I raised him as my own personal
when is Alex
cook.
Going to look like an adult man
never.
Is that going to happen
never.
No, he's always going to have that
I keep saying he's a nice kid. I'm like wait a minute he's got to be like
he's like 26
20. Yeah,
he's a man baby.
Yeah
I'm going to call him man baby.
Where is
he
either got a bad kidney or some of that karate
where
kid
is that weird Jewish Michael Cera gonna
dude I hung out with him and his parents in Boston and they got money. They did money. He got money. He was driving around in his Lexus truck, driving me around.
I didn't say that.
He's like, it's not true, Godfrey. You got to think about it. Black Panther started in
1855.
Alex is a good kid.
We're out of time.
He's a great kid.
Thank you, everyone.
Peace. Thanks.